I'd like to welcome you back to all the Daf and Practice series. In recent years, it apparently has become fairly popular that as an alternative, if someone is going away for Pesach, as an alternative to staying in a hotel, being part of a program, he could rent an Airbnb or something of that sort. And I think Orlando has been a fairly popular destination spot in that regard. And there's a question that comes up in terms of Bedikas Chametz. Whenever someone goes to a hotel for Pesach or stays in one of these short-term rentals, do you have a chiyuv? Do you have an obligation to do bedikas chametz? And if yes or not, maybe you shouldn't make a bracha. Perhaps there's a difference between a hotel and a short-term rental. If you look in the Gemara in today's daf, Pesachim daf Dalet, it's very clear that if someone rents a house and he's already there, the lease commenced before the night of Yudalid, you have an obligation to do bedikas chametz in your property that you rented. Now, the Gemara gets a little bit technical about at what point did you begin renting. You're renting it from a Jew. Maybe the owner had an obligation. But if you totally began everything from before the night of Yudalid or the night of Yudalid, then you would have such a mitzvah. And therefore, when it comes to hotel, many people, you're already at the hotel from before the night of Yudalid. Similarly, in these Airbnbs, you're already there from before. So it would seem that you have a chiyuv, but some posts can point out there are two reasons why perhaps you wouldn't have this obligation. At the end of the day, all posts can recommend that you should do the bedikas chametz. You don't have that much to lose. But perhaps you shouldn't make a bracha. And there are two reasons. One of them, I saw in Kovetz Halachas from Shmuel Kamenetsky, that he suggested that in hotels, at least his assumption is that they're fairly clean. Or they're very clean. They're becheskas baduk. And under such circumstances that they're so clean, you don't really have an obligation to do bedikas chametz. Now, if you ate there chametz by yourself from before that supper that night, you had chametz, so then you can't really use this assumption because you brought chametz in and your room could have gotten dirty, and therefore you do have an obligation to check to make sure there's no longer any chametz around. But if you came in, you didn't bring in any chametz, so you wouldn't really have an obligation because it's already sufficiently cleaned. Therefore, Shmuel Kamenetsky suggests that you shouldn't make a bracha, do a cursory glance, do a quick bedika, but you shouldn't make a bracha. There's another reason, another argument why you wouldn't really have an obligation to do bedikas chametz in a hotel, because the hotel management can really move you into a different room. It's not really cool that you rented the room. You don't really own, rent and live in that room. You're using the room. You paid money and you have the right to be able to use that room, but it's not really considered that you rented the room. The question is whether these arguments apply to a short-term rental. So from my research, looking at the Airbnb website, it seems that the hosts are able to cancel someone's rental. If someone's staying in a hotel, staying in an Airbnb, technically the host could kick you out, really for no reason. You may get a bad review, but technically they're able to kick you out. So in a sense, that really is similar to this argument at a hotel, that you're not really called that you're renting the property in terms of the obligation to do bedikas chametz. Similarly, when it comes to the other argument that it's already clean, the hotel room is already clean, therefore you wouldn't have an obligation to do bedikas chametz, and therefore you shouldn't recite a bracha. That also, you could argue about that when it comes to a house, certainly a large house. The question is, how clean do they really get it, and how clean could you assume that it was? And I think there's an additional consideration as well, because many times the hosts could deliberately leave you food, which would be important for you to check in order to make sure that you don't eat that on Pesach. Similarly, really, when it comes to hotel, there's a discussion among the poskim about the food in the minibar. Many times you have a hotel, you have a refrigerator that could have some chametz inside that minibar, so it's not really yours. It may be available for you to buy. So the question is, how are you supposed to deal with that? Perhaps you should request from management of the hotel to remove any chametz from your hotel room. So as with all other issues, if this is relevant, you should really consult your rabbi that you ask your halachic questions to. And you should have a wonderful day.